An exclusive NPR investigation reveals a piece of history that never made it into the history books. It's been 20 years since the U.S. invaded Iraq, and a new limited series podcast, Taking Cover, explores a terrible friendly fire incident early in the war that was buried for political reasons. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman and Graham Smith from NPR's Investigations Unit brings us a piece of that podcast about the tragedy and the cover-up. And we should note there are graphic descriptions of war and language that some may find vulgar.
It's mid-April 2004. Gunfire rips through the streets and alleyways of Fallujah, a city just west of Baghdad where there's a growing insurgency. U.S. Marines are holed up at a schoolhouse. Suddenly, in the courtyard, there's an explosion, then a terrible firefight. The men of Echo Company told us how it started, just as the sun was setting.
As I'm lifting my flak jacket up to put it on, boom, shrapnel's ripping through everyone.
And before I could turn to Tommy, we both got thrown forward against a freaking wall.
And then everything went black.
I knew who some of the guys were that got hit because I recognized their screams.
Everett Watt, a Navy corpsman, treated men in the courtyard amid the firefight. Some couldn't be saved. Watt remembers treating a young Marine from California, Brad Shooter.
I got to Brad and he was pretty much like making a joke about he was supposed to go back and go to the club and he's not going to get to dance. And I'm like, nah, man, like you're going to be good, dude. We're going to go downtown and we're going to go dance.
In the end, three men died. A dozen more were wounded. And as it turns out, the officers commanding these men knew almost immediately what had happened. The Marines accidentally fired an 81-millimeter mortar on their own troops. But NPR learned that the investigation into what happened was never shared properly. In fact, it was covered up.
I assume that all your recording stuff has been cleared.
Oh, yeah. Greg Olson was a lieutenant colonel at the time, the battalion commander. He was given faulty information and then personally approved the mortar mission that killed his own troops.
And when did you realize it was a friendly fire?
Almost immediately. I mean, it was a single round in adjust. Echo Company simultaneously reported taking incoming indirect fire. My heart sank. I knew exactly what happened. That round had landed in a friendly position.
Olson is a three-star general now. He told us an investigation was ordered, but he was instructed not to say anything, not even to the families of those killed, until the investigation was wrapped up. In fact, the families were told that the men were killed by enemy fire. They weren't even told it was an investigation until much later.
It took them 3 years. That's 3 years too many.
Elena Zurheide is a war widow. Her husband, Robert, died almost instantly from the blast.
And then they are like, oh, we want to tell you about the investigation.
Did they say why it took so long? Did they say...
We had to make a full investigation.
3 years.
Three years.
Really sorry there was a big screw-up.
Oh, no. They didn't apologize. And they said nobody is getting punished for it.
Elena was right. And she gave us a copy of the investigation that had been done. When we asked the Marines for a copy of it, they told us they didn't have it in their records anymore. Although the regimental commander recommended discipline for three officers, that was all brushed aside by Major General James Mattis, later to be Defense Secretary.
General Mattis was supposed to make sure that every wounded Marine was informed about the nature of the explosion. Our investigation found that didn't happen.
When did you hear officially that it was actually friendly fire?
It was officially, about like 2 minutes ago when you guys said it.
Corpsman Everett Watt took shrapnel to his shoulder.
So until we just mentioned that there was an investigation a couple minutes ago, nobody from the Marine Corps ever gave you a copy of the investigation or told you that your wounds were the result of a friendly fire? Like, nobody ever contacted you and told you?
No, sir. No, sir. I never got any notification or anything about anything.
Hey, what do you think about that?
It almost honest to God, it almost like devalues the fact that I got a Purple Heart.
So why were Watt and the others kept in the dark? Here's one possibility. We found that a politically connected Marine was involved in the screw-up. His name? Duncan Hunter Jr. In 2004, he was a young lieutenant. His father, also named Duncan Hunter, was chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, which oversees military policy, including the Iraq War and the budget.
Duncan Hunter Jr. eventually won his father's seat in the House. He wouldn't give us an interview, but here he is on a podcast talking about his time in Fallujah that spring.
I got to go shoot artillery, and it was a wide open area, too. I mean, you had a free fire area in parts of Fallujah for a month or two.
It was during this time, when he says Fallujah was a free fire area, that this deadly mistake happened. Years later, Hunter pleaded guilty to felony misuse of campaign funds. He eventually resigned and was pardoned by President Trump.
Mick Wagoner is a retired Marine lawyer who looked at the investigation Elena Zurheide gave us. He said the way it was handled is a stain on the organization.
We do not lie to our Marines. We owe them that as an organization that effed them up, that we tell them the truth.
Well, not only that, it's in the Marine Corps hymn.
Yeah.
Keep it's your honor clean.
It's in our motto, Semper Fidelis, always faithful. And faithful means, you know your troops and look out for their welfare.
General Mattis wouldn't give us an interview. His boss at the time, and later the top Marine officer, General James Conway, told us in a brief interview he didn't remember the incident. Months later, he sent us an email calling the friendly fire regrettable and saying the failure to inform the families was corrected. What he didn't say was the Marine Corps only corrected the record after they were dragged to Capitol Hill, and it took two hearings for them to finally acknowledge these friendly fire deaths. I'm Tom Bowman.
I'm Graham Smith, NPR News.
Tom Bowman and Graham Smith are hosts of the new NPR podcast, Taking Cover.